I'm Kathy Fuller. Welcome back to the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum, where the Chamber Orchestra, A Far Cry, is giving an all-Haydn concert. Three symphonies written when Haydn landed his job at the Esterházy estate. He couldn't possibly have known that he'd be there for nearly 40 years, serving the Esterházy family. But he said that as master of an orchestra, he was free to experiment. And being entirely removed from the outside world, he was forced to become original. A Far Cry began in a real experimental mode, too, and they are a big success now. They are innovative in the way they approach music and the way they rehearse, the way they program. And they're also a real strong presence online. All their concerts, in fact, are live streamed. They've made 8 recordings already, and their 9 subscription concerts this year feature major commissions, people like Philip Glass, Elena Rohr, and many others. Audiences are just fiercely loyal to this young and very dynamic ensemble. And on top of it all, they are a joy to watch. Well, the last of tonight's 3 Haydn symphonies is Le Soir, the evening. You'll hear morsels of melody getting tossed around from player to player. And the slow movement is just full of tenderness. The last movement gets an alternate nickname, La Tempesta, or The Storm. Haydn knew how effective it was. In fact, he used it again many years later in the storm sequence of his oratorio, The Seasons. Here's A Far Cry back on stage for Haydn's 8th symphony, Le Soir, on WCRB in concert on Classical Radio Boston. Boston's own Grammy-nominated self-conducted chamber orchestra, A Far Cry, with the last of a trilogy of symphonies by Haydn, Le Soir, Evening. A Far Cry just marked their 10th season making music. They've made a lot of recordings. Their first one got a Grammy nomination. Their second made the top 10 list in The New Yorker. Far Cry is the resident ensemble at the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum. And plus, they've got an education partnership with students at New England Conservatory. I'm Kathy Fuller. This is WCRB in Concert. Well, the Gardner Museum is just gorgeous. The performance space here, the Calderwood Hall, was built 5 years ago. It's a modern space nestled inside a copy of a 15th century Venetian palace, a great contrast. And the greatest artists pass through. One concert I remember with awe was the Beethoven violin cycle that German violinist Isabel Faust and the Russian pianist Alexander Melnikov played. Here they are with the final installment in that cycle, Beethoven's 10th and last violin sonata.
Thank you. Thank you.
violinist Isabel Faust and pianist Alexander Melnikov, Beethoven's 10th violin sonata. They've been playing together for 13 years, and they've gotten to where every concert is a little different. They can experiment together. By the way, their latest release appeared just this month, Franck's Violin Sonata and Chausson's Concert. Well, that's it for WCRB in Concert. Our audio producer is Antonio Oliart-Ross. Thanks to WCRB's production assistant, Kendall Todd, and to the staff at the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum. The executive producer is Brian McCreath. I'm Kathy Fuller, producer of this broadcast of WCRB in Concert. Thanks for listening.